Louis XIV fell in love with Versailles and Louise de la Vallière at the same time, but Versailles was the love of his life. Even before he lived there, it was never out of his mind. When he was away from it, he had to be sent a daily report on the work in hand on his house, down to the tiniest details, and he never stopped adding to and improving the palace throughout his life. But in fact, the Sun King only lived there for short periods. He was always on the move, generally at war. Nobody ever knew when this secret man first conceived the design by which his father's little hunting lodge was to become the center of his universe. Perhaps as early as 1661, when he began to give parties in the gardens there for his young mistress and a group of friends. He was 23, had been married a year, and already had a son, but his world until then had been governed by Cardinal Mazarin, his godfather. And his behaviour was still regulated by his mother, Queen Anne of Austria. He needed a private place of his own in which he could truly be himself.